WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And John Dinkins back here with you. Brian's taking up all the time, 30 minutes, and I'm here to interview Kara Leathers, the Eagleville volleyball coach, and Eagleville, a soft spot in my heart. I have relatives out there, and they always treat us so nicely when we come out there. And Kara, you go back, and I didn't realize that you were a Jarbo, but that name, we were talking off air, that's got some sports history behind it too, Matt and you, and so it's you sure kind of continuing the tradition coaching wise anyway.
Yes. Love being out at Eagleville. I love the family. I love the community that's there. It's been a really good place for me to be as far as graduating from there and playing there and being accepted there enough to where they actually welcome me back to come coach. So
the Eagleville does nice. Eagleville does a lot of that, though, don't they?
They take care
of their people. You know, I mean, in terms of if you went to school there, they always have a tendency to try to bring you back if they can, and they like that tradition, and it's a good thing.
And it is. I mean, it's good for the community, it's good for the school, and it's good for the students, and it's nice that they welcome people back in who have been there that understand how things work, and also that, you know, we bring a little bit more to the community as well as far as bringing that competitive spirit, and also just, you know, being a part of that community and coming back to it just says a whole lot about, you know, how they feel about their previous students and their alumni.
As a coach, it helps too that you went to school there and you know how it works, and you know how the relations with families and that kind of thing. So does that make it easier as a coach, or does it make it harder sometimes?
depending on it. Sometimes it does make it a little bit harder because everybody sees you as Kara Jarbo instead of Coach Leathers, which, you know, that only comes into play every now and then. But more often than not, it's really beneficial, especially with the communications between parents and between students and even other faculty members. It's very nice that, you know, they kind of understand how things work, and it's very professional, and it's a great environment to be in.
Well, you played volleyball at Eagleville, so it was a natural transgression, I guess, to be the volleyball coach, and you know the game very well. Has the Eagleville changed? I guess the question is, at the time that you went to school, has anything changed, or is it still pretty much the same small town atmosphere that it's always been?
It's pretty much still the same. I would say, as far as the sport of volleyball goes, it's changed. The sport has changed more so than the school has changed. The game itself has, you know, sped up quite a bit, which makes it a lot faster. We've got new positions like the libero that you put in the back row, which that makes it a little bit more difficult because you're looking for a faster paced game. But as far as being at the school and coaching, we have great administrators, we've got a great community, and we've got great parents and, you know, students who are there that really do back you up in every way, shape, and form. So,
mention about administration a little bit. Rhonda was there, and Rhonda was a big sports addict.
Yes,
I mean,
she
just
was.
A nut. And but you've got now Bill Thompson there, and Bill's was the athletic director at one time, and and a great basketball coach in his own right. So he understands and he supports coaches. I know that really helps to have your administration have your back, I guess.
Yes, and we've always had very supportive administrators. And for me, it's kind of nice because Mr. Tollett was actually my coach when I played volleyball in high school. So for me, it's really
nice. So you overcame that obstacle and became,
Yeah, but no, he's fantastic. And it's really nice, too, that I've got a good enough relationship with him that I can say, you know, here's what's going on, what do you think I should do about this? And it's very nice, and we're very supported. Even with Miss Holton, you know, they're always at every single game. They pretty much on the announcements every morning, they always give the shout outs. I mean, it's a very good place to be.
Well, I know the football team's rolling, and that was a sport that they've struggled, and that's good. Let's talk about volleyball,
all right.
Because it's played about the same time that football's going on, and I don't know that it's the overlooked sport, because I really can't see that it is, because really there's a lot of support for it. I mean, there's a lot of good crowds for it.
And we had we played community the other night, which is one of our big district opponents, and we actually had the majority of our football players who were out of practice had actually come in and played, and cheered for us. And I mean, we've got really, really good support. And I think once again, that goes along with being part of a great community too, where they back up. It doesn't matter if we're doing volleyball that night, or if it's football, or if it's basketball, or if it's junior pro. We've always got support from the community and parents. So
Well, tell us a little bit. This is time to shine here. Tell us a little bit how the season's going, and let's single out some girls that have been instrumental this year.
We've actually had a very, very good season this year. We've started off on a very positive note. We went to some pretty big tournaments and actually made it pretty far in Chattanooga. Chattanooga is one of the highlighted tournaments that we go to every year. It's an invitational, so it's a lot of AAA schools, a lot of AA schools. You don't see very many single-A schools. So for us to be invited to come back to that was a very big honor for us. And fortunately, we played well enough to where we advanced to the gold division. We beat, let's see, who was it? Davy Crockett that first night, which Davy Crockett is a pretty big team for us to beat. They're AA. And then the other one was East Ridge. And East Ridge has always kind of got a place in my heart. Because when I was in high school, East Ridge was our big, huge opponent that we would play for sectionals. So when we got to go to Chattanooga and play them, it was a really big win for us. And then we got put into the gold division. And once we were in the gold division, couldn't necessarily capitalize with where we were playing, you know, a single-A team versus a bunch of really big triple-A teams. But our girls have done very well. We've got some really outstanding players. My libero, Teresa Posada, she's leading us this year with, I think it's like 9 digs per game. Ashley Tidwell is our outside hitter this year. She's also a sophomore, and she's really progressed. She's our go-to girl, essentially. When we are down and out and we need a ball, we need somebody to put it down, and we need to put it down right then and there, she's who we're going to give it to. And all around, we've got great leadership. Kelsey Barnes has joined us this year. She has not played volleyball ever, and this is her first year, and I'm kind of sad to say it's her senior year, but she is a great leader for our team. She brings a really good personality and almost calm presence to the rest of the team that kind of holds us together.
When you talk about the game itself, do you go and how do you seek out? Because I know a lot of girls don't realize they can actually play the sport. Mm-hmm. Do you go and watch PE or how does that work?
That's the other benefit too. Because I teach fifth grade, so I see a lot of the kids at recess and I take them to gym. So I see them when they're kind of younger, and then when they get to middle school, being a K-12 school, I get to go to a lot of the middle school games. I get to work very closely with Coach Pepper. I get to watch them in practice, and then by the time they're in high school, usually at their eighth grade year, when they're done with their season, we get to pull them up to our high school practices so they kind of get the feel of what it's going to be like and the change and the transition from middle school to high school. So a lot of times being at the K-12 school is a huge advantage as far as you know, athletics go, because you can really watch a student progress and you can say, ooh, she needs to be on my volleyball team, or you can really pick them out.
And there are some that have never played, and you do find those jewels out there that are really good athletes.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of them, especially like Kelsey. I wish she could have played all 4 years, because where she is right now, if she would have played 4 years, she would have just dominated our district. But you know, that's neither here nor there. I'm glad that she's here this year, and you know, I think she's actually trying to advance and play volleyball in college as well. So
that's awesome. Well, I you know, we talk about volleyball too. In a single A situation, there's so many sports and mm-hmm. so many there's a competition, I guess, for people. But you guys don't look at it that way, Eagle, do you? I mean, you're basically, okay, if you want to play basketball, you play mm-hmm. basketball. I'll deal with you with volleyball. And luckily, your sport for girls is really kind of in its mm-hmm. own little it time mm-hmm. frame, so it doesn't interfere with much. But
right.
Do you get that two-sport star, that three-sport star, evidently?
We have quite a few of those, actually. But, you know, and you're exactly right. When we think of a player who plays multiple sports, it's not a hindrance that, oh, they're leaving to go play basketball now. It's more of, all right, you're going to get some good conditioning right now. You know, your footwork is going to be a whole lot better. I mean, you're using your body in different ways. So for us, we would much rather see them play multiple sports than just be in one role and stick with that. Now, if that's their choice and they decide to do that, that's fine too, but it's not a hindrance at all to have girls that, you know, transition from one sport to the next. So
Kara, you're part of that, but Eagles had some success with volleyball, girls volleyball, haven't you? And it's unusual for a small school like that, but you guys have a kind of a name, I mean, in terms of volleyball.
We do. You know, and I'm very proud to say that we do. We've worked very hard and very diligently towards achieving our goals. And, you know, within the past 2 or 3 years, we were kind of at a lower point where we were just trying to build and trying to get back to where we need to be. And I think right now we have put in the time, we've put in the effort, the girls have put in every piece of ethic that they could possibly put into practice to making us achieve the goal. And I think come Tuesday night, I think the girls are really going to shine. I think they're going to put on a good show. I think they're really going to be prepared. And I think, hopefully, you guys will get to see us a little bit farther down the line, a little bit later on in the season.
Well, good luck to you. And as the season winds down now, what will you do? What do they do in the off season? They train. You work with them, or is there a well, grace period in volleyball too?
Yeah. Well, and for most of them actually, they don't really have an off period because we do have those multiple sports girls. I've only got maybe two or three of them that in the off season we do. A lot of them play club, which is travel volleyball, and then also we do open gym, and then we do a lot of training over the summer. As far as, you know, physically conditioning, doing two-a-days, making sure we're doing plyometrics, just different things like that to try to keep them in shape and to kind of keep them involved with the game of volleyball.
And I guess one thing with a small school to wrap things up, sports play such a big role because there's not as many distractions. Does that make sense? I mean, it's a small town, so let's go to the gym today, you know?
And that's usually what happens more often than not. I have girls that'll call me and they'll be like, can we go up to the gym? We just want to hit today, or we want to shoot, or, you know, and it's, you're right, as far as distractions go. They are very focused on what they want to do, and they don't see it as a job or as a chore. It's extra time to be in the gym to make myself better, and I think really being a part of that small community really helps our athletics greatly.
Girls volleyball is in good hands.
Thank you very
much.
Just
like girls softball with Chad Link.
Yeah.
I love well, that. I don't know if we're supposed to say, but anyway.
He's great.
But keep that reading coach straight down there, will you? To help her as much as you can, okay?
I sure will.
All right. And hang around Eagleville long enough because Allie Grace Jackson will be there in a few years, okay?
Well, hopefully she'll be one of mine, though.
There you go. I know. I hope she's there, and I hope you're there. Kara Leathers, appreciate it so much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for stopping by. The Eagleville girls volleyball coach, and go out and see a game. It's okay. Volleyball is a good sport. It's a really fun. Well, before you go, it's a fun sport to watch live, isn't it?
I mean, it is. It gets to be pretty exciting, and you gotta love it when somebody hits somebody too. I mean, it's one of my favorite parts of the game when somebody spikes the volleyball and just
isn't that awful about us? We like that, don't we?
I know. I love it. Nitty and gritty, but I love it.
Kara Leathers, and we're gonna continue with the Prentice Ossipedian Air Coaches Corner. Brian's gonna be talking to Jamie Shields, the Laverne girls soccer coach, coming up as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay right here with us.